Are you cruising nicely? Tell your neighbor the accuser. Now. Are you still here? Say the accuser of brethren. So you can be accused. Some of us every day. In fact, some of us is beyond being accused in the spirit. It's even physical. Someone just woke up in the morning. Say, I hate that guy. Do you know him? No. Ever met him? No. Do you go to his church? No. Did he marry your sister? No. So you hate him? I just hate him. It is beyond spiritual. It has even gone physically. Where the enemy now says, this man, I will accuse him, not only in the spirit, but also physically. It even went beyond physical accusation. It even went on social media. Some governments waking up saying, we hate this boy. Are you here? Because in the realms of the spirit, the Bible says, the accuser of brethren. As I'm speaking to you now, maybe let me tell the meaning of accuse. To accuse, it is not just a verbal explanation. No. It has deep complications. Anyone who is arrested, they use the word he is being accused of. Meaning to say, you are dragged before somebody who must make a judgment against you. Now imagine you have been dragged by a demon before the devil to make a judgment about you. The accuser of brethren. And the worst scenario, he even takes you before God. Now we see this in the book in the book of Job. The devil took Job when Job was sleeping. These things don't happen when you are aware. The devil said to God, look at this man. He loves you because of A, B, C, D. And God said, take anything from him. And the devil began to take things. Are you here? Some of you, what is happening around you, it is too deep. Something is going on in the realms of the spirit. Now, we have demonic portals of accusations. Some of you, you found yourself in this predicament because it is your whole family that is rebuked. No one must get married in this family. Or when they get married, they must never be happy. Until today, no one is happy. Somebody said we break the court of accusation. Say it again. Say it again. Some of you, you are in fact educated. And some of you have got businesses. Every time you find money, the devil rebukes you. We are going somewhere in this message. So, it's good that I can see you are paying attention. Zechariah 3, verse 1 to 2.
Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him.
Can you give me NIV?
Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him.
So the word accuse is also used as the word oppose. Now, verse 2. Read it.
The Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you.
Jesus.
Satan.
My God.
The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?
So what's the story saying? It's talking about the priest Joshua, who after God delivered, the devil came back to accuse him, to oppose him. And what God did, he didn't fight with the devil. He just said, I rebuke you. Now everybody else, shout with a loud voice, I rebuke you, Satan. Now, we are going somewhere. I can see we are going somewhere. Now, this is what happened. Can you stand up? Come over here. Now, as you stand here, right? Let's say you are Joshua, the high priest. It's just an example. Eh?
I receive.
Huh?
I receive.
It's an example. It's just an example. Now imagine this man is standing here. And the Bible says this man is a stick snatched from the fire. Chikun. So this man was burning as a stick on the fire. And God delivered him from the fire and made him a priest. Now, in other words, he was in the hands of the devil. And God has delivered him from Satan and put him in his kingdom. And the devil came. Whatever he was doing, the devil was accusing it. Whatever he was doing, the enemy was opposing it. If he wants to start a company, the enemy will oppose it. If he wants to pray, the enemy will come and oppose his prayer. If he wants to do anything, until God said, Satan, I rebuke you. Listen, you may be seated. When I see in the realms of the Spirit, most of you are passing through this. Anything you are trying to do, it is being resisted. There is an opposition. Anything you start, anything you put your hand, you feel something opposing you. In fact, you may not even understand. You put your money in there, you feel opposition. You pray, you feel opposition. A relationship, you feel opposition. Today, I came in the volume of the books.
Yes.
I came with authority and audacity of heaven. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I rebuke you, Satan. When the Lord was training me spiritual warfare, he taught me about this mystery. That's why no matter how people may oppose me, I don't go down. Because I just go in my room and I say, Satan, I say louder, Satan, I imagine it took with the whole God in heaven to come in and intervene. And even God himself, knowing the power of telling the devil what he must do. And he said, I rebuke you. Because Joshua, the man was in the hands of Satan before. And God delivered him. There are so many people here who you were delivered. But it doesn't mean the deliverance ends there. Joshua, after receiving deliverance, he thought you start seeing miracles and breakthroughs. Everything he was doing, it was being accused. Anything he was trying to achieve, it was being opposed. His prayer was being opposed. His fasting, it was being opposed. Anything he was putting his hand, it was being accused. Until heaven said, enough is enough. Satan, I rebuke you. Are you ready to say, I rebuke you, Satan? And some of you, the enemy, he is opposing your health. You say, in the name of Jesus, you sickness, I rebuke you. Say louder, I rebuke you. And some of you, it's your finances. Everything around your finances, you are being opposed. A biggest question could be this. Why? If I can do the same thing you are feeling, for me to be successful. Have you heard me? I'm saying the very same thing, I can be successful. But someone to do the very same thing, they will fail it. Not because they are not intelligent. Let me say this to you. And also to the world. The devil can make you either poor or rich. There are so many people the devil allowed them or made them to become rich. The reason is the devil knows that once this woman is rich, she will have pride and she will leave God. As we speak now, such people, they started depending on themselves. They no longer depend on their knees. God is far away in their minds. Their God has become their money. So if the devil wants to finish you sometimes, he makes you rich. Number two, the devil can make you poor. Because he knows that if this woman can become rich, her loyalty to her calling will make her serve God with her money. She will use her money to help the poor. This man will use his money to help the poor. So what does the devil do? He says that he will make you rich, so that through your riches, you can forget God and start worshipping your money. Or he will make you poor, so that through your poverty, you must actually forsake God and say, I've been suffering for enough. Where is this God? Or through your poverty, you must start asking God questions. Or through your poverty, you must start doing certain things which you would have never done. Are you here? So be very careful. Because he can make you rich. I have seen people who were so faithful in church. When they got money, money became their God. Somebody said, but these people who don't even fear God and they are rich. Yeah. That's why the devil allowed them to be rich. So that their God could be their money. You, your God is not your money. It is Jesus Christ. Are you here, somebody? Come on, tell your neighbor. Neighbor, why is the devil rebuking you? Anything you start, it is being opposed. Say, by the power of heaven, I stand against anything accusing me, anything accusing my destiny. So I rebuke it now. I rebuke it now. Say, by the power of God Almighty. We are doing a very deep spiritual warfare right now. And trust me, this is just a preamble. In Matthew 7, verse 7, the Bible says,
ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
The biggest question is, it has been long since you began seeking. It has taken long since you began asking. You've been knocking through prayer. But why are things not happening? There is a certain invisible force that is opposing you. The responsibility is in your hands. What you want to do with this devil? You have a mouth, and you can tell him what he must do from today. And he will listen. It's up to you to tell him, I rebuke you in my finances. I rebuke you in my spiritual life. I remember when I was growing up in the spirit, when I was still a spiritual child. Every time I want to pray, the devil is speaking to me. And he said, God is not hearing your prayer. And you want to pray like this. Like, and you hear a voice. And it comes as if you are thinking, I don't think God is hearing here. I struggled with that. It was the devil accusing me that God is not hearing you.
I said, ah. So one time, I think I was 14 that time. I went again very far. I climbed a long mountain. I was on top of the mountain to pray. Now I'm praying there. Then the devil came again in my mind. And he said, God is not hearing you. But right there, the Holy Spirit said, do you think the devil would have brought you at this mountain? The Holy Spirit asked me a question. Who do you think told you to come here? The one who brought you here is listening. The one who told you to go into that room to pray. The one who told you to bow down. He is listening. No devil could have told you that. No devil could have said it first. The one who said pray. And that was the day that it turned my understanding. So whenever I stand like this, as long as I'm praying, I know he's listening. There are many forms of prayer. The way I love praying is different with most of you. In my prayer, I spend 20 minutes speaking and 40 minutes listening, which is a bit opposite with most of you. You, if it's 1 hour, you spend 1 hour talking. You'll be disappointed with how I pray. I'll just make a short prayer for the 20 minutes. Then I'll sit down and I'll start listening. A man who listens to God through prayer is more dangerous than a man who just speaks. And this listening, it doesn't mean God comes on the corner. It's a shepherd. I want to speak to you. No. It is through the same Bible. And sometimes I go and check what the Lord spoke to me some time ago. Whether through my teachings, I go and watch some of the videos I taught a long time ago and hear God again through those teachings. I sit down and I take my Bible and I begin to write what the Lord is telling me. Then I stand up, I pray. Then I sit down again. I listen. I stand up and I pray. Prayer is not an issue of just you speaking what you want. You learn, you hear God speak. Someone says, Satan, I rebuke you.
Satan, I rebuke you.
Say it again.
Satan, I rebuke you.